Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
It is time for Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Did you hear the announcement? Number 95 for the Cleveland Browns is leaving the building.
He wants to. It's up to them.
Oh, he will, believe me.
I know. Tell that to Jimmy Butler. He's been begging to be traded, and then they find, like, fine, we'll trade you. And then they find, like, five trades, and he says no to all of them. He only wants to go to Phoenix. But Myles Garrett's ready to go. I think he'll take a trade. Well, actually, I disagree with myself already. I'm not even going to say it, but we are going to get into that later on in this show, Eddie. The big game is happening next weekend, so we're definitely going to have to talk a little bit about that. A lot
this
going
is a
on.
Super Bowl show, Jeffrey.
Yes, sir. There's a lot going on in the NFL. MLB spring training getting ready to ramp up and get going. Some college football news, some out-of-the-season college football news. We'll talk WWE and Jabronis of the Week. It's not on my list here, but I am going to add, we are going to talk a little bit about the NBA because something crazy happened in the NBA and it must be talked about on this show.
Oh, that's sad to waste that time on the NBA.
I watched an interesting video.
That's a work. That's the biggest work in the business, man. I mean, it makes wrestling look real.
Yeah, I watched a video earlier, a guy talking about how Caitlin Clark doesn't want to be associated with the NBA, so they asked her to do that three-point competition against Steph Curry at the All-Star game, and she turned it down, which is absolutely stunning to get an opportunity to go to the NBA All-Star game, be under the lights, and do that. She was like, nah, I'm good. She's talking about joining that other league that started the three-on-three league.
Well, she's not a woke girl. She's a real basketball girl. She's not in the woke crap.
Yeah.
You know, mixing girls and guys and all that stuff. All she wants to do is play women basketball and be left alone.
I do believe that, you know, she took a long, hard look at how she was treated in the WNBA. And I think if another opportunity to go somewhere else opens up, she's going to take it. But listen, we're going to talk about all that stuff. I don't remember if I mentioned Jabronis of the Week, but that as well. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Mouthing Off all over the world.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. You name it, we've got it for less. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath, tools, paint, and more. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Absolutely. And I never say absolutely. I can't stand that word. I can tell you one thing. I wonder where Cooper Kupp's going to go.
Well, we started to discuss this before the show, and I said, hey, whoa. We're going to have to talk about this during the show, so let's save the best for the show, and we did. I don't know where he's going to end up. There are a lot of places that could use a guy like Cooper Kupp. He's oft injured. The Rams are obviously willing to move on from him, but when he's in there, he is a...
He lights out, man. I mean, you know who could use him? It's Allen up in Buffalo.
That was you brought that up. That's when I stopped you. That would be a really good... Josh Allen is in desperate need of good wide receivers up in Buffalo. He can't do it on his own. They clearly moved on from the two that were taking him to the AFC Championship every year. And didn't matter. Made it there again. So if they bring a guy
he's got Amari Cooper now, and you put Cooper Kupp in there, the two Coops, they'll get it done.
Yeah, but he had... it's killing me. Who's the guy that went to the Texans that he had? Stud wide receiver.
Oh, Diggs.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, he got hurt, man. He tore his ACL.
Yeah, but he had Stephon Diggs and Gabriel.
But it's Buffalo, for crying out loud. You know, those guys are not going to stay up there long.
I just don't understand. I mean, the fan base is awesome. The weather sucks, but that's the only thing that sucks about playing in Buffalo. I mean, obviously.
But the fans in Buffalo, in the city of Buffalo, is a great, great city.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, I love Buffalo. It's just a 34 below I can't take.
That seems to be everybody's beef. You either love it or you don't. And Buffalo is a good town. It's got good history. But I guess a lot of guys don't want him. But Cooper Kupp, with his big beard and his long hair, he looks like a Buffalo guy. I like that idea.
Well, he looks like a Bills Mafia guy. He fit right in.
Yeah, I don't know what the Rams are going to get back in a trade for Cooper Kupp, but I'm sure they want more than what teams are willing to give. So we'll see where he ends up. The Washington Commanders, every time I see someone is now available, the Washington Commanders are the team that everybody's talking about, that all of these guys are going to go to. They are turning into the Dallas Cowboys of all of these CBS, Yahoo, ESPN. Everybody loves them for some reason.
Yeah, but don't you know something? they're doing that DEI stuff. And I know Jaden Daniels is good, but he showed his rookie stripes in that the game to the Promised Land Super Bowl. He showed his rookie stripes at the wrong time. Hey, don't just crown him. He had a good year. The boy had a good year.
Yeah.
But don't crown him the Messiah. This guy's no Messiah. You know, if he's a Messiah, he'd have led the whatever the name are.
The Commanders.
The Toilet Tribe to the Super Bowl. But he didn't. He choked. He choked when the money's on the line. And he did. The Eagles ate his lunch, man. And handed it to him and spanked him on his ass and said, hey, big boy, you ain't that good.
Well, I feel like if you take a team that was on the ropes when they got him, they picked him second overall, Eddie. And in his rookie season,
they built an offense around him that couldn't fail.
They didn't build an offense around him that couldn't fail.
Cliff Kingsbury is the guy who needs to get the award. he designed it plays up the wazoo for that kid. So simple. All he had to do was do his thing.
The offense was the exact same offense that got the second pick the year before. They added nothing to that offense. It was Brian Robinson Jr., who was their high draft pick the year before, and Terry McLaurin, who everybody was talking about he was going to go because he was being wasted in Washington. He definitely
showed, didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah, he definitely showed that he didn't have a quarterback
running the same plays.
Yeah.
If you had a real quarterback running those same plays, you see what you got.
Yeah, so anyway, everybody's in love with the Commanders. The next guy is the guy that I actually believe is going to end up with the Commanders, and that's Myles Garrett. Wants out of Cleveland, has demanded it. He's been there 8 seasons. I just feel like that's the missing piece on that Washington Commanders team.
I just don't see him going there. I mean, it would be a great, great find, and believe me, he would do wonderful in Washington. Washington got a good D.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to go somewhere else. I don't know where. But whoever gets him is getting a great ball player.
Well, you have two teams on the list here. You have the Chargers and the Patriots. The Chargers.
Either one of those, I believe. Because the Chargers, you know, Harbaugh's a hell of a coach.
Yes.
And, you know, he's got all his guys that buy in. And he plays good. I mean, they're good.
Yeah.
His first year, he came from winning the national championship at Michigan right into the postseason. With the Chargers, he turned them around in 1 year, and that's really hard to do.
The Chargers are the Chargers are a team that's been on the bubble for a long time, and maybe adding a guy like Myles Garrett could get them to the next level. I have nothing but faith in Justin Herbert as a quarterback, and that team just has not seemed to put it all together yet. And bringing in Harbaugh, I think, was definitely a game changer for them. And maybe a guy like Myles Garrett coming there is what puts him over the hump. And he wants to compete. I was telling you before, he said, ever since I was a kid, I dreamed of winning the Super Bowl, and I want to fulfill that dream, and it's not going to happen in Cleveland. He wants out of Cleveland. The Chargers are a team that could potentially lead him to that dream. The Patriots, I don't believe are. I don't believe that he's going to be very happy going to New England. I know that New England, we still think of them as the Tom Brady Patriots, but I think they're more of the Tony Eason Patriots than they are of the Tom Brady Patriots at this point.
Boy, wouldn't it be something the Chargers get Garrett and Cooper Kupp?
It would.
Because Cooper Kupp, he's in L.A. now.
Yeah.
He would love to stay in L.A. where he just leaves his family there.
Yep. Yeah, it's interesting. He's a guy who, you know, is when he's in there, he's really good and you can count on him. It's whether or not he's going to be in there that's been the problem in L.A. for the last few seasons. But Dallas Goedert got into the Taylor Swift drama of the Super Bowl and said that her music is not on his playlist.
Yeah, but you know something? She's already got her tied in.
Travis Kelce, someone brought up to him recently that everybody hates the Chiefs, and he is playing the heel. He gave a smirk smile and said, I had no idea. I didn't know that was going on. But yeah, Travis, we all hate you at this point. You especially. I don't mind seeing Patrick Mahomes win Super Bowls. I actually kind of enjoy it. But for some reason, maybe it's all of the vaccine commercials you seem to be in. This guy turns down nothing. The E-reality show. He's in every commercial. Patrick Mahomes gets the Allstate commercials. And then all of a sudden.
And his fat brother is too. They got old Taylor Swift's agent, and you know, Travis said, hey Taylor, hook us up,
yeah,
get us going, because that Jason Kelsey's everywhere, you know, and he wasn't that great a ball player.
Maybe they can. Yes, he was. He just wasn't in a position that gets any love. He was a center. He was a fantastic center for the Philadelphia Eagles.
He's the only center I know with Taylor Swift's agent. Okay.
Yes. Well, those guys, I mean, they are definitely, trust me, if they didn't play for successful teams, both of those guys would be playing for a team in L.A. easily. But Kelsey obviously isn't going to leave Mahomes, and Travis wasn't going to leave Mahomes. No. And Jason was winning Super Bowls with the Eagles. So obviously they were stuck where they were for the sake of their football careers. And I give them credit for that. Either one of them could just up and go to LA, and I'm sure they wish they lived in LA, but,
well, you know, Travis was kissing, Miss Swift's honey.
Yeah.
Telling the press, you know, that, oh, you gotta try Taylor Swift's Pop-Tarts.
Who? Anybody makes good Pop-Tarts. They're Pop-Tarts.
I don't know. I don't even like Pop-Tarts, but it's okay.
Oh, they are definitely a thing that I love. I love the chocolate fudge and the brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts. If they're in the pantry, they are being eaten by me. So I try to keep my wife from putting them in there. Listen, the Super Bowl's coming up. We're running out of time in this segment. You've said already many times that you believe Kansas City is going to three-peat. I disagree.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
I think that Saquon Barkley is going to have his coming out party. I'm winning a Super Bowl. I'm going to be the MVP of the Super Bowl. There's nothing that anybody can do to stop me. I predict that he will have more than one run over 50 yards, and this guy is going to take the Philadelphia Eagles to the house. Saquon Barkley. That's my prediction.
Well, you know, you got to understand something. He's playing the Kansas City Chiefs, not the New York Giants.
I'll say this.
Yeah, he's not going to run anything. They're going to strap him down like a scalded dog.
Nobody else has been able to. In these playoffs, they've been ripping 50-yard runs left and right against every team they faced in the playoffs, and I don't think it's going to stop. I think this is going to be a really fun Super Bowl because I have no love for either of these teams. I'm rooting for one guy and one guy only, and that's Saquon Barkley, and I think he's going to make this a very enjoyable Super Bowl for me to watch.
Well, I'm just going to tell you that the red and yellow is going to win. They're going to three-peat, and then they can ride off in the sunset.
They have such an open window to continue to win, and it's...
Well, they're just that damn good.
Are they, though, because...
Yeah. I mean, that's what everybody... Hey, we said the same crap about the Patriots.
No, we didn't.
And, you know, everybody was on the Patriots. A flake gate with the ball with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It's this. You know, the referees are cheating for the Patriots. No, the Patriots were just that damn good. It's like Belichick said, we didn't make mistakes.
All right, Eddie. Well, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Boy, those Mannings just get richer and richer and richer.
They do seem to be doing pretty well. And I was watching a video of Peyton's kid, who is, I can't remember his name. It's something that starts with an M. I can't remember. But anyway, that kid was at the Pro Bowl throwing balls to these NFL wide receivers, and he's a stud. He's the next one.
Well, let me tell you something. Archie started it all, and he passed it down.
It's crazy.
And they all know the game. Inside, every damn one of them, Peyton or Eli or even Cooper, he could be a head coach.
Yeah, it's really, really crazy how quarterbacking is just in the genes of those Mannings. And for some reason, it has not, they haven't bred it out of them just yet. It seems like there's another generation of Mannings that are going to, we'll probably have, if Arch plays 10 years in the league, Peyton's kid will probably be playing just like Eli and Peyton were.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be the Manning brothers again. And so, I mean, hey, if you're the NFL, you got to say, wow, keep them coming, man. Yeah. And because they're just really that good. And you can't knock a Manning.
No.
When they show up, they know what they're doing.
I wonder if they're being bred in a lab. We got to go send someone over there to check that out. I feel like they may be breeding them in a lab. Peyton's kid looks and sounds exactly like him. He may have been bred in a lab.
He got a big forehead like Peyton.
Yes. He had a hat on, so I don't know if he had a big forehead, but he definitely looks like him, and he definitely throws the ball like him. They may have cloned him. They may have cloned Peyton Manning, but hey, I'm here for it. Arch Manning
signed. Yeah, the one they better clone is Arch.
Yeah.
He's got it all.
Yeah.
I mean, that boy can do it all.
Left to be seen. I mean, you can't really argue against Peyton, one of the best of all time. Eli clearly clutch. He won two Super Bowls. It took Peyton until his last season to catch up with little brother when it came to winning Super Bowls. Got two under the books with him.
But you know, Peyton has never let him forget that.
No. Are you at all interested in the fact that they're kicking field goals against each other during the Super Bowl?
You know, it's like, stick to what got you there.
I'm having fun with it. I loved the commercial.
Why don't they have like that Dr. Pepper thing, you throw the balls in, you know?
We know they can throw footballs. I want to see if they can kick. Can you imagine if these two go out there and kick 55 yarders? What can't these Mannings do? They're going to start breeding Manning kickers if they go out there and do that.
That's all you don't need.
It was the best.
It's like,
the best commercial.
I mean, they need to do it. I don't want to watch Mannings kick a football. That's the most boring thing in the world.
Well, have you seen the commercial? It's very funny. Eli's out there kicking field goals and Peyton's over at the side laughing, and Eli's like, I always wanted to be a kicker. I can't wait to be a kicker. And he misses one and Peyton goes, looks like you're going to have to be a quarterback like me and Dad.
Yeah, well, he only got $5 million for that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, he's not hurting too bad.
Well, when is it going to be that Arch Manning is the highest paid Manning? Because he signed a huge deal with Red Bull in the NIL.
Well, I don't know. He's like a sophomore in college, and he's knocking down about 10, 15 million a year. I mean,
he's a backup.
He's gonna have to pay. Hey, he's going to have to take a pay cut to leave college.
I know. He was a backup for most of the season at Texas. And
was making more than a starter.
Oh, by far. And people were offering Quinn Ewers a lot of money to leave Texas. And so...
You see why.
Yeah. I don't know if he made a decision on that yet or not. They may have
he's gone.
Okay, good.
He's in the draft.
All right, good. I hope someone drafts him and... Arch Manning gets drafted by the same team. That would be pretty funny if they were battling in the NFL again. Arch Manning would be paid
more. What's going to be funny is Ewers is going to go in the second round and Manning's going to go number one pick with the Titans.
You think the Titans are going to take him? I think that the New York Giants are probably going to take him, but
they're going to take the wide receiver.
Yeah,
at Ohio State.
Who's going to throw the ball to him?
Well, that's the problem they got now.
They have a major problem there. They could take four first round picks and take four wide receivers, and it wouldn't make a damn difference because they don't have a quarterback. No. Tommy DeVito is not going to be the guy
back there. Yeah,
I feel like I'm slightly less good than what the New York Giants have as options at quarterback right now. Hey, listen, I got to say, ODark 30, where tactical beats practical. ODark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. ODark30.com. Go check them out.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to have to go check out O'Day, the head coach with Ohio State. He's losing all his coaches.
That's what happens.
He just lost his defensive guy,
yeah.
Jim Knowles. He goes to Penn State, of all places.
Where, I don't know who was the defensive coordinator for Penn State, but what job did he get? Because their problem wasn't on defense. They were a great defensive team this year. And I guess they feel like they've got an upgrade in Jim Knowles coming over from Ohio State. But that's got to rub Ryan Day pretty wrong.
Yeah, he lost Chip Kelly to the Raiders.
Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, if Chip Kelly, his deal was he wanted to win a national championship with Ryan, who Chip started him off in coaching.
Yep.
And they did it in 1 year. They didn't think they were going to do it 1 year.
Yep.
But he did it in 1 year, and then the Raiders came calling. Pete Carroll called Chip up and said, hey, I'll pay you $6 million to be my OC. You want to come in? He goes, yeah, where'd I sign?
Yeah, he signed that
deal. $6 million a year, offensive coordinator. That's pretty damn good.
Well, I'll tell you this much. We'll find out whether Ryan Day was the reason or one of those guys was the reason that team is so good, because they're both gone. They're going to have to fill those positions. Alabama hired a new offensive coordinator, too. Ryan Grubb was the Seahawks. Man, Pete Carroll's 6 degrees of separation from Pete Carroll with all of these stories. The Seahawks offensive coordinator last season. So they're bringing a guy from the NFL to Alabama. They want to compete again. They want to be competing for championships.
Oh, yeah. But when you know who Chip Kelly coached last year, don't you? Won a national championship at QB? Will Howard.
Yep. Do you think
I told you to watch him.
You think he's following him to the NFL? You think the Raiders are going to take Will Howard?
Well, yeah. He's a perfect guy. Man, he's 6'4", 240. Perfect guy for the Raiders.
I think.
And Chip Kelly, he already knows Chip's system.
Yeah, it's no-brainer, really. I mean, the guy looks like he could be an NFL quarterback. I feel like both of those quarterbacks in the national championship this year looked like NFL quarterbacks. It's exciting to see what happens. So Rex Ryan, all the talk was that Rex Ryan was going to be the head coach of the New York Jets going into next season. That's obviously not the case, but that doesn't stop Ryan's from getting hired, because USC hired his little brother Rob to be their assistant head coach for defense.
Yeah, there goes a buffet.
He looks like Santa Claus out there on the sideline. Don't care what happens in at USC.
Oh, geez. I'm not a USC guy, so it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. Clemson hired Penn State's Tom Allen as their new defensive coordinator. A lot of coaches moving around in the college football ranks, huh?
That's where the Penn State boy went to Clemson.
Yeah.
Tom Allen left State and went to Clemson.
A lot of things happening with coaches in the NCAA football. We're going to jump to future draft positions. You think that the Titans are going to take Arch Manning. He didn't go to Tennessee where his uncle went. And the Titans have Will Levis, who's a quarterback that I feel like has a future in the NFL. But you feel like they're going to take him number one. Not only do you think they're going to take Arch Manning, but you think they're going to have the number one pick in the draft. They're going to be the worst team in the NFL next season.
Well, if they play Will Levis and know how to coach a quarterback, they won't be. But how in the world can you pass up an Arch Manning?
No team in the league that has the number one pick will pass on an Arch Manning, which is why I feel strongly that the New York Giants are basically going to look at the future and not make a whole lot of moves and not try to be any better this coming season and basically tank to get that number one overall pick, bring a Manning back to New York where they had success.
They're going to do that because the Titans have the number one pick this year.
I know, but the Titans are picking.
And they're going to pick Manning.
But he's not available this year.
It doesn't matter. They can draft anybody they want to.
He has to declare
if
for the draft.
College or anywhere, they can draft him.
Oh, really? You think they're going to pick Arch Manning even though he has not declared for the draft?
Then that way they have the rights to Arch Manning when he comes out.
Well, that's an interesting. I mean, if they can do that, then I support them doing that. And whoever has the number two pick should pick Peyton's kid and be ready for that to come down the pike at some point because he looks like a stud, too. The Browns, you think, are going to take Jeremiah Smith from wide receiver. Yeah. He's not available either. So you're taking both of these guys for their rights in the future.
I'm just telling you, they have to wait 1 year to get both of these guys. And it's worth the wait. I mean, the Titans are not going to turn. I mean, come on, they're not going to burn the house down with wins this year, and the Browns certainly not. They don't even have a quarterback,
no,
except a rapist. They're paying $230 million and can't even get on the field. I mean, for God's sake.
Yeah,
it's no wonder Myles Garrett wants to leave. You blame him?
No, I don't think that anybody in their right mind is going to accept being drafted by the Browns and waiting a year to go to the Browns.
You're talking about pulling a Manning. That'll make you pull a Manning right there.
I got to check my NFL draft rule book and see if what you're saying is even possible. And if it is, both of these guys are hoping that it doesn't happen. But we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
All over the world.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, as always, joined by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And I hate to break it to all of you Titans fans, I reached out to my rules official at the NFL, and to be eligible for the draft, players must have been out of high school for at least 3 years and must have used up their college eligibility. So if you're not declared for the draft and you still have college eligibility, you cannot be drafted. So unfortunately,
oh, yeah, you can. Arch Manning's been out of high school 3 years.
But he hasn't finished up his college eligibility. He's still playing in college.
It doesn't matter. They never do that. They have juniors that come out, sophomores that come out.
They declare for the draft.
Herschel Walker came out at sophomore.
They declare. Remember? They declare, though. They declare themselves eligible for the draft.
Well, they're declaring for him, believe me.
Well, I'll leave it to be seen. We'll have to see what happens with the Arch Manning saga and potentially the Browns doing the same thing. I've never heard of it happening before, so it would be groundbreaking, but I know that if the Tennessee Titans draft Arch Manning, they could be putting themselves in an Eli Manning situation where it was the Chargers that was it the Chargers that drafted him, and he said, no, I'm not going there.
Yeah, that's when they were really bad.
Yeah, he said, I'm not going there.
Archie. Eli didn't say it. Archie said, hey, you're going to waste a draft pick because he's not coming.
Yeah. And so he ends up going to New York. The rest is history. San Diego, or now L.A. No Super Bowls. The New York Giants, two with Eli. And the fact of the matter is that I believe that what Tennessee needs to do is, first of all, go back in time and not let the best running back in the league leave. But that beside the point, I think they need to draft meat up front, and that's what they need to be focused on. You obviously aren't going to spend your first pick on that. There's nobody, I think,
in the
league.
They got rid of the wrong head coach. I mean, they fired and that idiot, that general manager, they finally fired him this year, but it's too late. Grable's in New England.
Yeah,
which is perfect for him.
Yeah,
They let a good head coach get away from the Titans.
Vrabel definitely is going to be better off in New England than he was in Tennessee. He was obviously not loved there in the organization. The organization and the fan base in New England love Mike Vrabel, and he's in a better place. And Tennessee, I don't know what's going on there. They're building a new stadium, I think. So,
wow, they just built that one not long ago.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They already have their new stadium.
Yeah, they need to put some asses in the seats and win some games.
I think they're building a new stadium in Tennessee, Eddie. I don't think I'm wrong about that. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's jump over to the MLB. The MLB umpire, Pat Hoberg, who, by the way,
the best in the business.
Yes, the best ball and strike umpire in Major League Baseball, has been fired by Rob the Dumpster Fire Manfred for gambling on baseball.
You know something? He has no proof, but they threatened him. They didn't let him play this past year because they were investigating him, right? This Manfred, they need to fire his ass quick before he devastates Major League Baseball. And that's what he's been doing. He's doing this Major League umpire like he did Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Lied to him. This guy did nothing, though. It's kind of the same thing where, you know, you have to be careful when okay, your boy with the Dodgers that eats a lot of sushi from Japan, what's his name?
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, well, he was gambling. How come he's still playing?
They actually are starting to say that they have unearthed phone calls between the translator and the bookies saying that he was Shohei Ohtani, but it's clearly his voice. I don't know. They're burying that whether or not it happened. The letting a good umpire go and letting the face of MLB go at this point, definitely different circumstances. But I was interested to, I pulled the audio of this Rob Manfred press conference firing Pat Hoberg. Here, I'm going to play it. Brought to you by DraftKings. This is the press conference of Rob Manfred.
I get it.
It's
that's about what it is.
Yeah, it's funny. The gambling is everywhere you go. Every stadium's got DraftKings or FanDuel plastered all over the fences, and we're firing people for gambling. We're
that's
getting,
kind of a, you know, that shouldn't be able to happen.
No. Listen, gambling, we're in a weird place right now. Gambling is obviously something that the human condition is always going to appreciate. It was really smart, I think, to have it in a one place where you have to go there and gamble and then you get out. This having access to gambling anywhere you go now,
24/7, right?
Yeah, I think it's a problem, man. It's just like any other, you can get addicted just like you can to drugs, just like you can to alcohol, and it can become a problem for you. And basically, it's being shoved down your throat all the time. Everything sponsored by it, everything, the commercials all the time. They're popping up all over the place, these new gambling sites. I think there's going to come a time when they rein it back in. But for now, if you are even tertiarily...
Hey, FanDuel, for Jeffrey and Eddie Mansfield, we're looking for a big-time sponsor for yes. Mouthing Off.
Yes.
So look us up.
I won't say what I just said ever again if you pay me to not say it. I am a sellout to the absolute core.
That's what he said about porn, too. So,
so yeah, well, they took that away from me in Florida, thank God, because it could have been a problem for me. Wasn't yet, but it could have turned into a problem for me. Hey, listen, hate to jump right from that into this, but odark30.com. Where tactical meets practical. ODark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. ODark30.com. Check them out.
Yeah, it's as comfortable as me watching Charlotte Flair in that ring. And she's back with the WWE. And the Queen made her presence known. She won the women's Royal Rumble. So that means she's got the main event.
Nice.
I don't know who she's wrestling. It's going to either be Stratton or Rhea Ripley.
Let me ask you this question. Have there always been women's Royal Rumbles, or is this a new thing?
No, it's always been, but not quite as like it is now.
Yeah.
I mean, the WWE's really got some great women wrestlers, and they can work in the ring. And Charlotte Flair is the best.
Yeah.
I mean, she works like a guy. And another one who's really, really good is Liv Morgan. That, you know, I'll tell you about Liv. She's really, really good in the ring, and she's worked hard to get her spot. And if you listen, Liv, go get you a tag partner like Rodriguez and go get the world tag team belts and don't lose that spotlight on you. Because you know it's a fleeting moment in the wrestling business. So you go grab those titles and you steal the show again, and then they got to use you. I'm telling you, that blonde versus blonde would be draw money. Liv Morgan against Charlotte Flair, that'd be great stuff right there.
Have they faced each other yet?
I don't know if they have or not. Not as champions, I know for sure. But that would be good.
Yeah.
Have Liv going after the belt or Charlotte going after the belt. But Liv was a good champion. She's a better champion than Rhea Ripley. The damn office kisses Rhea Ripley's ass because she looks like a man. But she don't look as good as Liv Morgan or Charlotte Flair. And that's how come all the guys like Charlotte Flair and Liv Morgan. So, you know.
Yeah, it
that's
does.
That's my two takes on a guy who spent a lot of time in that squared circle.
It is interesting, you know, you do have to be a good wrestler, but it doesn't hurt to be hot in wrestling.
No, if you can work, you can stroke it a little bit. Oh, mercy, daddy. You can write your ticket as a woman. Yeah, boy. I mean, that Liv Morgan and Charlotte Flair, they got it.
The Rock is a no-show for WrestleMania 41.
Yeah, he just all show with no go. He likes to run his mouth and steal the show and then doesn't show up. But I think that now he's going to have to show up because the press is out on him. Yeah. And so he may have to show up.
I feel
I don't know who John Cena's going to wrestle. It would be good though John Cena wrestle The Rock on his way out. Last WrestleMania for John Cena, and John Cena's had a great career. My hats are off for him. Oh man, he's done a good job for many, many years.
Here's the thing about John Cena and The Rock. The WWE need them more than they need the WWE. I feel like The Rock, obviously, looking for more of a managerial position or an executive position with the WWE now.
Already got the executive position. Yeah. He's got a lot of stock in WWE. But he wants to be in the ring and he wants to have his hand raised.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Because Stone Cold said so. McAfee came out and said it's time to put the kibosh on Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Hart.
Well, hell. Did you see what Hogan looked like? Jimmy Hart's 80 years old, and he's walking Hulk. He can't hardly get out there to make an appearance on Pat's show. Who Pat McAfee, I like. I really like Pat, and I love all the guys there. They do a great job. But when you walk, you got the little stooge, Jimmy Hart, squealing on his little megaphone, and Hogan about blowing up. He couldn't hardly get there. You know, I don't know what's wrong with him, because we used to rib him all the time. We would say, there's no way you got to hurt back. I mean, hell, you don't take any bumps. The only bump you fall on is your ass when you drop a leg and you pin somebody. That's it.
So
I don't know how he's hurt. He don't, you know, he didn't do any bumps or nothing.
Well, I think his feelings got hurt a lot in the recent past, so maybe that's it. Maybe he's suffering from
hurt
feelings.
Well, he's hurt a lot of people's feelings himself.
Yeah, that's true.
What an asshole from the get-go. Both of them, Jimmy Hart and him.
Hulk Hogan's a legend, and Jimmy Hart also
a legend in his own mind, too.
Hulk Hogan is a legend in everyone's mind. He's a wrestling legend, and the problem with these legendary guys is that they never know when to go away. It's time to go away.
Yeah, when you can't walk up to do a show, it's time for you to leave. I mean, he looked like wheelchair wrestling coming in.
Do you think the
Pat McAfee show? I mean, that's the way it looked.
You think the AEW is going to hire him?
Oh, geez. That's where he should go, wheelchair wrestling, AEW. That's it.
Hire him and put the belt on him.
Yeah, your buddy Rob Manfred from the commissioner of Major League Baseball. He's screwing the whole game of baseball up, and he's already has with all these stupid videos and all this other stuff. And now the best ball and strike guy in the league, he suspends. But he doesn't suspend the sushi boy. That's where I have a problem.
Yeah, I look at Rob Manfred as he's made so many what I believe to be negative changes to Major League Baseball that... Yeah. If we could erase him and everything he's done from history, I would be perfectly happy with Rob Manfred never being considered. He's done nothing good for the sport of baseball. A lot of these guys do things that are bad, but at the same time, you look at them and they've done also something very good. You see that Faye Vincent passed away yesterday or the day before.
Hey, you know who would be a great commissioner?
Who?
Cal Ripken Jr.
If he wants the job, give it to him.
He's one of the owners of the Orioles. It took him forever. The guy had to finally die.
Yeah.
Until they could buy it, and you see what they've done. They've turned that Baltimore Orioles back into a winner.
They sure did. Hey, listen, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, that Rob Manfred, we need to erase him from history of Major League Baseball. He's like blind in one eye and can't see out of the other, man. He's sad. He's a disgrace for Major League Baseball.
Absolutely. Hey, we forgot to get to this, and I want to get to it real quick. Luka Doncic and Anthony Davis swapped by the Lakers and the Dallas Mavericks. Mavericks Nation is furious at this
move.
Well,
yeah, Lakers got the better deal there.
Absolutely, and it happened in the middle of the night. Anthony Davis said he was sitting down to watch a movie when he got the phone call. He had no idea, didn't see it coming. The GM has come out and said that this was better for the future. I don't know if they were talking to Luka about contract extension. He's going to be a free agent soon, and he was basically telling them, I'm not going to stay here. I don't know what the deal is, but bad move if that's not the case.
That guy Mark Cuban, he's a real smart ass. He knows everything about everything.
Yeah, well,
and you know, and he only owns 27% of the Mavericks now. He sold the other.
Yep.
So, I mean, Luka said that he was all about being loyal, and they wasn't even loyal to him. See, let me tell you something. Owners, promoters, all these agents and all this stuff, they're not loyal to you. They're a bunch of whores that want to take your money. And that's the bottom line. And if you don't like it, too bad. It's true. It's happened to me on millions of deals. I mean, it is whores trying to get money.
It's sad because I know every Dallas Mavericks fan owns a Luka Doncic jersey. They all loved him. They had an opportunity to have a face of that franchise like they had in Dirk Nowitzki. He's young. They already made it to the finals and got beat by the Celtics, but they were definitely on in the Luka Doncic era. They basically have just... If they don't win a championship this year or next year, they are going into rebuild mode, and the Dallas Mavericks are going to be drafting high again. And hopefully whoever they pick first with the draft pick that they get, they hang on to, because sad to see Luka Doncic go. I hate he goes to go play with LeBron. Don't want the Lakers to win, but I don't think there's going to be a problem now with Luka Doncic joining LeBron James in LA. But hey, Eddie, great show, man. We got to run. Tell him goodbye.
For Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying see you next week.